The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests, and are not those of Pesmo Radio, its employees or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements of any radio show programs or products mentioned on air, on our website, social media accounts and marketing materials. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Pesmo Radio, its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing Pesmo Radio.
Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you for tuning in, and welcome back to The Songwriter Show. I'm your host, Sorontos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are very important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every Tuesday evening. I believe that every song is a story. Tonight's guest is Tracy Hornby. She enlisted the help of her four fellow multi-instrumentalists to form a band of Southern Misfits. Bassist Jeffrey Chignon, guitarist mandolin player Matthew Burns, fiddle player guitarist Christopher Ash, and drummer Steve Burke joined soon after. Although two of the members ended up being a Wyoming transplant and a New Yorker, the members' varied and vast musical backgrounds melted together like butter on grits.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, Tracy. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thank you for being on the show. You got a pretty interesting story here, and I'm happy you're on the show.
I'm kind of hungry now after that description with the grits and the butter.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about you. When did you start playing?
Well, I started teaching myself guitar when I was in, I guess, grade school. And I was never formally trained. I just taught myself and learned just by listening to other people, picked things up by ear. And I guess just started writing actual songs when I was in college, and I've been doing that for about 30 years now.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about why you chose the guitar. Why is that your instrument of choice?
It just always resonated with me ever since I was a child. A lot of the music that my parents played in the house was guitar-oriented, and it just always had a beautiful tone and just really spoke to me from an early age.
Okay.
And it looks cool. Let's not forget that it looks cool.
Absolutely. It really does. Yeah. Yep. You look like a badass with a guitar. Better than me and my piano up there. So.
Oh, I don't know about that. Pianos look cool too.
Yeah. You can't carry it around, right?
No, but I mean, it never hurt Billy Joel, you know, Elton John.
Yeah. I have to be honest, those guys blow me away. I mean, I'm not anywhere near their level, so I do what I can, but those guys
are...
It's
not a contest.
Yeah, those guys are geniuses. So. Tell us a little bit about your family. Were they musical at all?
My mother's side of the family was musical. She grew up with a family of jazz musicians, and she was a jazz singer. And my father was not musical at all. He loved music, but he did not perform. He was an athlete.
Okay. And what was the first tune that you learned how to play? Do you remember it?
Actually, the first song I think I ever learned how to play was Bobby McGee, the Janis Joplin song.
Okay. Okay. What was your fondest musical memory growing up?
Probably the first, my earliest and fondest music memory was when I was a little baby. And my parents would play old Motown records in the house. So I just kind of, that was my introduction to music was Motown.
Can't go wrong with Motown.
No, you can't.
Funky grooves and just great, great melodies. So that's a good influence.
For sure.
So tell us a little bit about the band. You know, we heard a little bit about how it was started, but tell us a little bit about how it evolved and where you guys got to where you are today.
Well, I had been, prior to forming this band, I had kind of taken a hiatus from doing band-oriented music, and I was just kind of hanging out by myself doing a lot of ambient experimental stuff, and basically just began to miss that, you know, the companionship that you get and the creative influences and everything that comes along with writing music with other people. So I put some ads out on Craigslist and found a couple people that fortunately were not serial killers, and also invited a few friends, and that's kind of how it happened.
Okay. When was the last time you guys did a gig? Obviously, COVID's kind of affected everybody, but...
Yeah, we've slowly been getting back into playing live. We played actually a week ago. We had a gig, and we've been kind of just doing little, you know, safe gigs where we can, a lot of outdoor stuff.
Yeah.
But we started performing again. We, you know, took about a year and a half off, of course, and then slowly things started to come back.
Did you miss it?
Yeah, but it was good to have that time off to just write and go into the studio.
Yeah.
Even though we had to still, you know, socially distance and follow all the guidelines, even when we were recording.
Yeah, it was, I think a lot of people took advantage of it to learn, relax, you know, write more music. And some people think it just put them over the edge where they just kind of quit. So I see both sides of it, and I'm glad you were able to kind of recharge and come back stronger than ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that was like one of the more positive things that a lot of people had to focus on was just, you know, creating music, even though it was in, you know, their bedrooms or their home studios. I have a little she shed, and that's where I did most of my writing.
Okay, that's great. Is there a certain musician that you would love to jam with, if you could pick one?
I think my answer to that question is always going to be Jason Isbell, because I love Jason Isbell.
Okay.
Are you familiar with him?
No. Tell me a little bit about who that is.
Yeah, he's just he's a great guitarist and great songwriter. He's in the Americana genre, which is the genre that my band and I, you know, basically try to navigate in. And he's just a phenomenal musician.
Okay, that's great. I'll have to check him out.
Yeah, he's from Alabama. A nice southern boy.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your process. How do you get started writing a song? Do you start with a guitar riff? Do you start with drum groove, a melody? What's your inspiration look like?
Usually it's guitar. I'll just sit down and start noodling around and come up with a riff that I like and just try and build off of that. And usually around the same time, I'll get a little vision in my head, like a little mini movie, and try and create, you know, some sort of a story.
Yeah.
With the guitar to accompany that, like my, you know, just create a soundtrack that goes to what I see in my head.
Sure, I totally get it. And how do you figure out if that song is going to make it to the CD with you or your bands? Who do you lean on for that?
Oh, well, we usually try out things at rehearsal and, you know, play things and, you know, try things at different tempos, you know, different, ways to start and end songs, and basically go with what feels good and what everybody concurs sounds good.
Yeah. Okay.
Like a democracy.
Yeah. Is it really a democracy though, or do you kind of boss them
no,
around?
No, it's not, but I have to say that because, you know.
Right. So do you boss them around? Are you pretty much in
no,
charge?
No, I don't. No, I do not boss them around.
All right.
No, I'm a fair democratic leader.
Yeah. Okay. What does your typical week look like?
Well, we rehearse once a week, so Wednesday night's our rehearsal night, and when we're not rehearsing, everyone's just kind of off, you know, coming up with different ideas on their own, and then we get together once a week and see, you know, what we have that sounds good, and usually weekends are when we try and get gigs, which is just now, you know, starting to return.
Yeah. When you talk about the gigs returning, when you look 2 years from now, what do you guys like when you guys are rolling? Do you guys gig like rarely? Do you gig like every week? Like, what do you guys typically try to do in terms of that?
It depends on what time of year it is. There's, I don't know how it is up north where you are, but down here there's basically like a festival season, which is about to kick off now. And so we try and get on a couple festivals. And if it's not festival season, we just try and get a few gigs, you know, regionally or, you know, around town during, you know, every month.
Yeah, okay. Where do you see your band going or you going musically 5 years from now? Is there something you're working towards, or is it something you're working on that you want to share with us?
Well, we just released our first full-length album, which came out in July, and it was primarily an acoustic record, so we plan on the next one that we do being an electric album, just to kind of show some versatility. So I think that's really what our goal is, to try and surprise people a little bit, you know, stay within the genre that we're working with now, but kind of surprise people a little bit with the sound on every album.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about this song we're going to hear in a couple of minutes? What inspired it? What made you guys put this out into the world?
Oh, this song that I chose to play on your show is kind of the odd duck of the album. It's the one that doesn't really fit tightly into the Americana or country type of genre. It's more of like an alternative track.
Okay.
But I wanted to put it on there just to kind of keep people guessing. And it's I like it because it's one of those sort of what's it all about songs, like, you know, the meaning of life, kind of, you know, one of those songs that you could think about and just kind of ask yourself questions.
Okay. Is there something that you have found through the years? Is there some magic or secret? How do you get people to take you seriously as a musician or as a band?
I don't. They don't take me seriously. I don't know. Do you know the answer to that?
I do not. That's why I was asking you. I was kind of hoping you'd tell me.
Well, I mean, I just try to, you know, just be myself and be honest. I mean, that's all you can really do is be yourself. You know, and people will either relate to it or they'll think you're crazy. But, I mean, you know, those ones that relate to you are the ones that are going to, you know, pay attention to what you're doing and hopefully enjoy it and seek it out.
Yeah. And sometimes I feel like they do that in the same 10 minutes of each other. You know, they take you seriously and then they think you're out there and you just got to keep chugging along, I think.
Yeah. I mean, you just have to, it's all about finding your audience. You know, I mean, just basically modern humans have a very short attention span and you just have to kind of keep that in mind. And if you can get people to, you know, just hear what you're doing for, you know, 15 minutes, then, you know, you've achieved that.
Yeah. Yeah. Ain't that the truth? It is. Mm-hmm. You're competing against Netflix, Hulu, Apple TV, Disney Plus, and then you're just competing. I think I heard something crazy. Like, I think there's, is it 100,000 or 300,000 songs uploaded to Spotify like every day? And I mean,
yeah,
talk about
that makes sense.
Yeah, talk about trying to stand out in a sea of noise. That is just so intimidating.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you just got to remember it's not a contest. You just got to do what your heart tells you to do, and you know, well, that's really all you can do.
Yeah, I think that's great advice, Tracy. All right, I'll tell you what, we're gonna take a little break, listen to your song, and then we'll come back and we'll talk some more. Okay.
Okay, hopefully you'll still talk to me after the song.
Oh, absolutely. All right, Tracy. All right, everybody, hang on. Check this out. Here we go.
Timeline.
Tracy, thank you so much for sharing that with us. That was definitely an interesting song.
Well, thank you for listening.
No problem.
What more could I ask for?
Nothing. Well, you could probably ask for like a million fans to, you know, download your stuff, to, or actually not download, to buy your stuff tonight.
But, well, there you go. You know, you've just given them that idea.
Yeah, I will try to work the magic, everybody. Let's try to get a million. That way you'll be charting number one tomorrow, but...
They don't even have to buy it. You can download it for free on Bandcamp.
That's awesome. All right, everybody.
There's your pro tip.
There you go. All right. So tell us a little bit about, is there any advice you'd give to someone who's like 16 or 17 and they're telling you they want to be a singer-songwriter and they want to go down this path? What's the one advice you'd give them?
Well, I guess it would probably be a good idea to start out maybe trying to copy people that you listen to yourself, just to kind of get in the routine of how to write songs. And then once you're comfortable doing that, just kind of explore your own styles.
Okay.
And once again, just be yourself, you know?
Yeah, you really can't say that enough. You know, I think, you know, I've been guilty of this myself, but people spend an inordinate amount of time chasing or mimicking, and you know, you're right, in the beginning it's okay to mimic, do covers, but eventually you're really doing that to get your own style. You don't want to be in the music business 30 years.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's good to cover other people's music just to kind of learn the craft and, you know, how to, the basic, you know, structure of songs, but then, you know, you gotta kind of find your own voice.
Absolutely. I've seen a lot of, unfortunately, musicians that have been doing it 20, 30 years, and they're still doing covers, and they haven't released an original song in like 15 years. And I think, you know, you got to do what you got to do for a living. And if you want to be a cover band and play weddings, I think that's great, but you still got to put out your own stuff, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you know, some people, I like to, you know, equate music to cooking a lot. And some people like to spend their life eating fast food, and some people like to, you know, learn how to cook. So, you know, just depends on what you're into.
Yeah. No, I get that, and I 100% agree. I've been taking songwriter lessons for like, I've lost track, 4 or 5 years. And In the beginning, it was like, oh, can you critique my stuff? And then Jai would be like, listen, I can do that. And he did that a little bit, but he's like, look, I really got to teach you stuff. You know, it's like teaching you how to fish, right? You learn how to fish, then you don't have to starve a day in your life. But
right.
I think it's really important to do that.
Yeah, and also, you know, opinions differ from person to person. One person you could ask their opinion of your songwriting and they could say it's terrible. And next person could be like, you know, you're the best songwriter I've ever heard.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. How important, Tracy, do you think is image in our business?
Well, I mean, they definitely try and make you think it's important. I don't know if it's important to me so much. Because, you know, so much of image nowadays, at least if you're trying to, you know, make it in the pop world, it has to do with your age. And, you know, I'm not one of those people that thinks that, you know, if you reach a certain age, you're irrelevant. So I think it really just always comes back to the quality of what your songs are telling people.
Yeah. I agree, and I think age is irrelevant, especially nowadays, because people rediscover mm-hmm. something you released, you know, 5 years ago, and they think it's new. So I think you can definitely...
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You know, when they're looking at you through the internet or listening to a song, they have no idea if you're 60 or 30, and they don't care. If you got a good song, you got a good song.
Yeah, especially for young people, like, I don't think it's healthy for them to get caught up in, like, certain, you know, body image and stuff like that, and... I mean, young people are so free these days with, you know, everything about their culture and, you know, lifestyle that, you know, I don't think you should really focus on your image. Just focus on the craft of your songwriting.
Yeah. And that's where an artist like Billie Eilish dressing down and not really
yeah.
wearing scantily clad stuff, at least for her first album, was very liberating to, I think, women that they don't have to worry about having a certain look, and it's more about the song and the voice and not necessarily about the curves.
Exactly. Perfect example.
Yeah. What do you think is most important? Lyrics, melody, music, if you could prioritize in your mind?
I think the lyrics and the melody are equally important. You know, it's just kind of like two sides of a sandwich. You know, it's like if the lyrics are bad and the melody is good, I mean, you know, you're only going to be halfway satisfied with the song. At least I know I would be.
Yeah, you know, and I probably asked you a loaded question there because it's all important, right? But
yeah.
It's funny, I was mostly a lyricist. I've been writing lyrics since I was like, God, second or third grade, and I always thought it was about the lyrics. And mm-hmm. we certainly know songs that have a great infectious melody and the lyrics are kind of like not even that relevant. So,
yeah.
But I do think
sure.
while I've realized the power of melody, I still think you got to put the whole thing together. So I agree with you.
Yeah. It's like, you know, that's the recipe is, you know, having quality come from both of those areas.
Yeah.
Or at least something that feels good or sounds good.
Yeah. Is there a certain app on your phone that you just can't live without?
An app on my phone. For me, it would probably be reverb.com.
Okay. Why is that?
Well, because I'm a musical instrument collector and a guitar nerd, and that's just the place where I kind of, you know, when I have downtime, I go on reverb.com and, you know, check out what people are selling. You can just find some really good deals on, you know, guitars and anything, amps.
Yeah. Okay. Is there a favorite 80s jam that you have that you want to share with us and admit to publicly?
Oh, wow. In the 80s, I was listening to a lot of Smiths. Are you familiar with the Smiths?
Yeah.
I was like one of those goth kids. So it'd probably be like, you know, I don't know, something like How Soon Is Now or This Charming Man or some early Smiths song.
Cool. Can you tell us what your website is, where people can buy your music, stream it, listen to it? You mentioned Bandcamp. Give the audience whatever information you want them to have.
Our official band website is oncegreatestate.com. And then we are on all of the digital music platforms, Bandcamp, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes. We're on YouTube, all of them. Those are the ones that come to mind.
Last question for you. The strangest compliment you've ever gotten.
Well, at our at our concert that we'd had about a week ago, somebody came up to me afterwards and told me that I sounded like a young Loretta Lynn. So I'd never heard that one before.
That's a good compliment.
Yeah, well, I had a couple, in fairness and honesty, I had a couple bourbons before we played, so I may have had a little extra Southern twang in my singing voice.
Yeah, I got it. All right, I'll tell you what, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. I had a blast, and I wish you nothing but the best.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your time, and I'm going to keep checking out your music because I've just started to get into it.
Thank you, Tracy. So to all the listeners out there, thank you so much for hanging out with me and Tracy for a few minutes tonight. I know your time is precious, and I want to thank you for sharing some of it with us. I hope your own unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sorantos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at The Songwriter Show. And tonight, I'm going to leave you with one of my songs that I just released yesterday that I think you're going to like. It's a country song called...
Enjoy victories, but they're few and far between. We see a picture and we know what it really means. Sweat to get better daily, struggle chasing bright lights. We're always hungry and working, chasing vibes every night. But there's a secret most unknown. Told it long ago. It'll help you rock your show. Every songwriter needs to spend some nights here in Nashville. It's just what you gotta do to let the music come to you. Every songwriter needs to spend some nights here in Nashville. That's what we gotta do. Why don't we stay up to? Yeah, Johnny walked the line, Kenny rolled the whiskey dice, Gotch and I, Blake Rule, Dolly worked 9 to 5, dreaming of a better life. Well, you know there's still a beat of Nashville, whispering Taylor's ear. If you wanna find the charts, can breathe of the past, a magic year. If you can take it, here's what you gotta do. It's really up to you. Every songwriter needs to spend some nights here in Nashville. It's just what you gotta do to let the music come to you. Every songwriter needs to spend some nights here in Nashville. That's what we've gotta do. Why don't we stay a night or two? Yee-haw! Every song right along the stride stage at the grand old opera to the cheers of a thousand music fans. Every songwriter needs to spend the night here in Nashville. It's just what you gotta do to let the music come to you. Every songwriter needs to spend some nights here in Nashville. So now you know what you gotta do to make it like the hitmakers do.
Thank you for listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.
Thank you for choosing Pesmo Radio.